This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
ఇటువంటి పిల్లల తల్లిదండ్రులు ఎంత భయంకరమైన పరిస్థితి వాళ్ళు.
We'd like to welcome you to our program today. We're actually in Thailand, and we are feeding children here today at one of our more than 775 feeding centers around the world. And when I say we're feeding them, I want you to know that I'm not just talking about me, I'm not just talking about our ministry, I'm talking about us and all the people that support us, which is many of you. You know, the joy of helping others is absolutely amazing. And if you've never tried it, you need to get busy helping somebody else, because I don't think it's possible to be truly happy if all we think about is our own needs. And I say this all the time, and I want to begin this program by saying this. What we make happen for other people, God will make happen for us. So enjoy what you see today and let it touch your heart to be motivated to get involved.
We're here in Hoa Se, Thailand, which is the northern part of Thailand, and it's one of the first projects we did in this area, which we work all over the area now. And about 10 years ago, we started with a water project, a well, which turned into a church. And then not long after that, we built a children's home. They get educated just across the way here. And so it's kind of the best of all projects when you start with physical felt needs, the water, the food, and then you bring in the spiritual component, the educational component. It's really what we try to do with every project that we have around the world, which is a holistic approach to poverty alleviation. And so we're very proud of this project. It's been great to watch it over the 10 years kind of develop, and it's what we try to do everywhere we go.
We're here because it's not only us, it's those of you who support the ministry that help us do these kinds of things. And we just got finished being involved in feeding 150 children a nutritious lunch. And I want to thank you for your part. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes about the value of things that sometimes seem very little to us, how big they can be to other people. A plate full of food, a cup of water, a Tylenol or an aspirin for someone who's never had anything but pain in their life. We have so many people from our medical outreaches talk about how they were able to help people that had never had anything, any kind of medical help in their life at all. I remember being in one place where our team washed 1,000 children's feet and put little new shoes on their feet. These were kids who had nothing but dirty feet, and they were so happy to get those little shoes. You know, the Bible teaches us that we should not ever despise small things. Actually, small things sometimes are very powerful things. And not only that, small seeds that are planted become giant trees. Actually, the Bible says that faith, like a grain of mustard seed, is strong enough to move a mountain. A little bitty tiny bit of faith, if it's pure faith, can move a mountain. I want to encourage you that you have been so helpful to us in helping so many people. Remember, what you do for someone else, God will always make happen for you. And He not only gives us back what we give, He multiplies it many, many, many times over. Just think about it. We have so much, and yet there are so many people in the world who have so little.
Feeding program is really, really very, very nice. I thank Joyce Meyer Ammagaru for feeding so many children who doesn't have one meal to eat. They go on the temple for begging the stale food and spoiling their health. They don't know what food to eat. They'll go begging here and there. The stale food, you know, 2 days back, 3 days back food. They get that food and eat.
Poorest of the poor people will come here. So somehow they are surviving, but people are having so many diseases and they are dying because they are not eating proper food. And the specialty of Hand of Hope is we serve proper nutritious food. There will be a chart every day what to be given. And then there will be health checkups every month for each child. And it's free. People come and do doctors because we are doing a great job for children.
They're eating at least one meal, one fresh meal, one good meal they're having to protect their health. Whether it is only vegetable curries only, dal, whatever it is. They're getting nice protein food here by grace of God, and they're very happy to have that.
This place is known for temple prostitutes. This is an old culture of India. And the reason why prostitutes are near the temple, because the devotees come here to give all their sins to God. So before they go to give all the sins to God, they think that they can commit any big sin. So they go to these people and they do adultery and then they go and worship their God. Whereas Pastor Samuel concentrated more of his work in this women group, and we have number of women came to the church from past 12 years. I would strongly say that there are many, many women stopped their business and came to the Lord. Even because of the children, their parents came to the Lord. Because of wife, husbands coming to the Lord, and families have been changed. So this church, even though the building is very old, but there are new souls coming out every day.
Well, these are some of the children that we have the privilege of helping around the world. And there are thousands more just like them. It's so good to help people that are hurting. These children might not be eating well if we weren't here to help them. And when I say we, I'm not just talking about me or Dave and I or even just our ministry. I'm talking about those of you who support the ministry and us. It's we, all of us, that are doing this together. And we so appreciate your help. And we really want to be able to continue helping children around the world. These children happen to live in one of our orphanages, but we're feeding children around the world in 775 different places, 80,000 children a day, and always wanting to expand that. And so the Bible says that we're all to be involved in reaching out to hurting people. We're all to be involved in missions work. That really means just reaching out beyond our own borders to help people that are hurting. And so we not only do this in America, in our own cities, but anywhere where we can. So I'm asking you today, if you would give a gift to help us with the missions of Hand of Hope, which is the outreach arm of Joyce Meyer Ministries. I believe as you give, it will be multiplied back to you many, many, many times over. But the greatest thing is I believe it will increase your joy. I've really found out that people really cannot be just all concerned about themselves and really be happy. So the more we do for other people, the happier we become. So thank you so much for helping today. Just do the best that you can. Maybe you can only send in a small amount, but that's so important. Let's remember the widow's mite in the Bible. She gave such a small amount, and yet her story is still being told around the world every time Christians gather together. And so thank you for your help. We believe you're going to do your best. God bless you, and I pray that your peace and your joy would increase. Amen.
వీళ్ళను తయారు చేసి వేరే యాత్రాస్థలాలు ఉన్నాయి కదా ఇటువంటి తర్వాత ఇవాళ పిల్లలు దేవుని వాగ్దానం ఉంది కదయ్యా 113వ కీర్తనలో నేలలో ఉన్న దరిద్రులు ఈ అంతా అడుక్కునే పిల్లలు తల్లిదండ్రులు నడుపుకునేటోళ్ళు, సెక్స్ వర్కర్స్, వీళ్ళ పిల్లలు చదవాలి.
పాట పాడుతున్నప్పుడు అందరం చేతి
పాపం వాళ్ళెవరు బాగు, వాళ్ళెవరు బాగు తెలియదు. ఇటువంటి పిల్లల తల్లిదండ్రులు ఎంత భయంకరమైన పరిస్థితి వాళ్ళది. అటువంటి దాంట్లోకి వెళ్ళి పిల్లల్ని వాళ్ళు చదువు నేర్పుడు, భోజనం పెట్టుడు, తర్వాత వాళ్ళ వేషలు అయిపోతారు. పిల్లలు కనుక చదువు లేక పట్టించుకోకపోతే వాళ్ళు 18-20 ఏళ్ళనే చచ్చిపోతారు.
వాళ్ళు వాళ్ళ అంటే స్తుతి ఆరాధనలో పోతున్నప్పుడు ఇక వాళ్ళు మేము అంతా కలిసి స్తుతి ఆరాధన చేస్తున్నాము, మేము ఏడుస్తాం వాళ్ళు అంటే పరిశుద్ధాత్మ నడిపించి. అయ్యా వందనాలయ్య గారు, వందనాలయ్య.
So I take this privilege to dedicate Attipattu Well of Life Project, Church and the Well, in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
A miracle has happened in this village. God has built a new church for this village, and I am so happy that God is going to do many more miracles in this village from today onwards. Earlier to this well, government used to supply water once in 15 days. Otherwise, if there is any water necessary, they have to go out almost 1.5 miles to get the water. So when people came to know that the church is doing a well also, and then also we told them this water is free of cost, they are very, very happy. My desire is to preach the gospel to every person whoever comes to fetch the water here at this well.
நாங்கள் தண்ணி இல்லாத ரொம்ப கஷ்டப்பட்டோம். பொன்னேரிக்கு போய் இங்கேருந்து பொன்னேரிக்கு போய் எடுத்துகிட்டு வருவோம் தண்ணி. நாங்கள் மீஞ்சூருக்கு போவோம், மிம்கோ நகர் போவோம், இந்த மாதிரி ட்ரெயினில் தான் எடுத்துகிட்டு வருவோம் தண்ணி. ரொம்ப கஷ்டப்பட்டோம் தண்ணி இல்லாத. தண்ணி ட்ரெயினில் எடுத்துகிட்டு வர சொல்ல கீழே விழுந்துருவோமோ, இல்லை நம்ம எதனா ஒன்று ஆகிடுமோ அப்படின்னு சொல்லிட்டு பயந்து பயந்து எடுத்துகிட்டு போவோம். ஜனத்தில் அப்படியே இடிப்பாங்க, தள்ளுவாங்க, அந்த ஒரு குடத்தை கூட விட்டுருவோம் நாங்கள். தண்ணி போய்டும் ட்ரெயின்லேயே அப்படியே போய்டும். எங்களுக்கு இங்கே பம்பு வந்து எங்களுக்கு ரொம்ப ஜாய்ஸ் மேரி மகள் கடமைப்பட்டிருக்கோம். நாங்கள் ரொம்ப நன்றி ஜாய்ஸ் மேரி மகள் கோசம். இங்கே வந்து இந்துவாக நான் இருந்தேன். இந்துவிலேருந்து எங்கள் வீட்டுக்காரர் ரொம்ப குடிப்பார். எங்களுக்கு ரொம்ப, எனக்கு 3 பசங்க, எனக்கு பையன், ரொம்ப கஷ்டப்படுவேன் நான். அவர் ரொம்ப குடிச்சிட்டு வந்து வீட்டில் இருக்கிற பொருள்லாம் உடைப்பார். எனக்கு ரொம்ப வேதனையாக இருக்கும். ஐயா பாஸ்டர் ஐயா வந்து எங்களுக்கு எடுத்து சொன்னதுனால இன்றைக்கி நாங்கள் ஆண்டவருக்குள்ளே இருந்து ஆண்டவர் பெரிய அற்புதம். 5 வருஷமாக குடிச்சிருந்தவர் ஒரு பழக்கம் இல்லை. ஜாய்ஸ்மேரி அம்மாவுக்கு நன்றி. கட்சி கட்டி கொடுத்ததுக்காக ஜாய்ஸ்மேரி அம்மாவுக்கு நன்றி.
When
the storm hit this village, almost all the 500 houses has been damaged because of the wind. People could not come in, people could not go out. They just stayed in a nightmare every day. And then the village people never expected that the same church people would come and help them to rebuild their houses.
புயல் வந்தவுடனே மேலே ஓடு கீழே எல்லாம் சரிஞ்சு வீழ்ந்து போச்சு. சரிஞ்சு வீழ்ந்த உடனே நாங்கள் அலறி அடிச்சுன்னு வெளியே ஓடி வந்தோம். வெளியே போக முடியல. அப்புறம் போய் அங்கே போய் அந்த முள்செடியில் போய் 2 பேரும் வீழ்ந்துட்டோம். அப்புறம் ஒருத்தர் வந்து பிடிச்சி இட்டுக்கணும் போய் அங்கே உட்கார வச்சார். அப்புறம் அங்கேருந்து ரயில்வே ஸ்டேஷனுக்கு இட்டுக்கணும் போய் எங்களை ஒரு இடத்துல உட்கார வச்சாங்க. அப்போ ஐயா வந்து என்னை கூப்பிட்டு நான் உங்களுக்கு உதவி வேணுமா செய்கிறோம்பான்னு சொல்லி எங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் அவர் பண்ணார். இது பண்ண ரொம்ப நன்றியோடு இருக்கிறார். ரொம்ப நன்றி ஐயாவுக்கு, ரொம்ப நன்றி. அவர் தான் என்னை இப்போ காப்பாற்றின மாதிரி எல்லாம் செய்த மாதிரி.
வீல் வர சொல்ல நாங்கள்
ஸோ வென் த ஸ்டார்ம் கேம் வி ஜஸ்ட் வி தாட் வி வுடன் பி அலைவ் டுடே. when it came to fall, and we thought it would break our heads. But by the grace of God, we didn't get any hurt. We just praise God. Lord, help me, help us. So that time, God has helped us. God has made us alive today. Nothing was left over here. Everything completely has been vanished over here. Not even in our dream, we thought that church and the pastor would help us to come back to our home. But we are so much thankful for the God and the pastor and the church for making us to live in our home.
So when the villagers came to know that, I am not only concerned about their spiritual need, but also physical need. We are helping them to rebuild their houses. They wanted to come to church even without invitation. They are open to listen to the gospel. So this is a big, big tool to tell about the love of Jesus Christ.
Well, I happen to be in Thailand today, where we're having the privilege of feeding some beautiful children a healthy, nutritious lunch. Perhaps they wouldn't have had any had we not been here. And when I say we, I mean our ministry and those of you who support us. You're here with us through your generous giving to the ministry. And so today we want to remind you that all over the world, we are doing works like this by the grace and the mercy of God. And I want to read you a scripture that I'm very fond of. It's James 2, 15 through 17. If a brother or a sister is poorly clad and lacks food for each day, and one of you says to him, goodbye, keep yourself warm and well fed, without giving him the necessities for the body, what good does that do? So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds of action and obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, and dead. You know, I've been teaching the Word of God for over 40 years, and I teach people about having faith in Jesus. But I believe we also need to not just teach people to have faith, we need to teach them to do the works that Jesus did. And He always helped hurting people. So today I would like to ask you, if you would get involved in our missions programs that are going around the world all the time on a daily basis. I believe if you'll do that, it will add joy to your life. You say, well, Joyce, what would you like me to give? Well, obviously, I'd like you to give as much as you can, but I want to assure you that there's nothing too small. If you begin to sow seed in your life in faith, in an effort to help other people, you put yourself in a position where God can meet all of your needs and multiply resources back to you. So don't think that you don't have enough. Just do what you can, and then God will take it and multiply it and help people all over the world. Thank you for your generosity. God bless you.
Today, for your donation of any amount towards the outreaches of Hand of Hope, we'd like to send you Joyce's book, Promises for Your Everyday Life. Contact us now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
Well, I'm at the Gabrielle House in Thailand, and it's amazing the work that God has allowed us to do here over the last 7 years. We have 20 girls that this is their home, they're learning skills, and these are all girls that were sex trafficking victims. But you know, we want to expand this work. We want to take it to 30 and then even to 40 girls. We need your help in order to be able to do that. You know, I want to help as many people as I possibly can the entire rest of my life. And I believe that you have a heart to want to help too. Let me share a scripture with you that I think is encouraging. As it is written, he, the benevolent person, the generous person, scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. You know, there's so many things that we do and even spend our money on that are so temporary. They don't last very long at all. But the Bible says when we give to help hurting people, that it endures forever. I believe there's so many hurting girls out in the world that still need to be rescued. And we don't want to help just a few. We want to help as many as we possibly can. And we need your help in order to do that. Thank you so much for your generosity. That's great. That's good.
As a small kid, me and my friend just went to the border, and they didn't take much notice of us kids, so I came over. After we crossed the border with my friends, there's a group of people that I think they were there to, you know, catch the, you know, children that are crossed over without family or parents. And they took us aside and said that, oh, come with us, you know. So they took us in this, it looks like a Chinese restaurant. I didn't understand at that time, like, what that place actually was. They would make me sit with, like, old men, you know, and this old man would touch me, and so I started to scream. So one of the staff there just grabbed me and took me to the other room behind and just hit me. Like, you have to be quiet. You don't have to do or say anything. You just sit there. This is your job. After that, I think it was 13, when I was 13, you know, there was a staff actually in the restaurant that raped me. So I got pregnant. Not long after that, the police came, and there was a lot of policemen and people were running everywhere. So I also, you know, escaped to rescue by a Christian ministry by the border. After a period of time, the pastor that take care of the house that we stay in suggest to me that, oh, why don't you go and learn some skills? You know, there's this place in town, in Chiang Rai, you know, called the Gabriel House. So I said, yes, I wanted to go and try. When everything started to change, I learned new skills. I did think, oh, maybe cooking would be good. I like cooking. It's been like over a year now. Now I'm like helping in the kitchen. I feel really like proud and happy of myself. And I'm quite certain about my life. I think God has a perfect time, you know, for everything. I feel like this place is like my home.
There are so many multiplied millions of women and girls around the world that are just so mistreated in so many different ways. There's a lot of problems with sex trafficking and prostitution. Girls that are forced into that way of life because they've either been kidnapped or they have no other option. I was sexually abused by my father, and I know what happens to a young woman when they have that happen to them in their life. And you can see in the background that there are girls that are learning a brand new skill, which will obviously help them have and maintain a brand new life. I just want to introduce you to Billy. The first time we met Billy was 5 years ago. We're in Thailand, and we actually have an orphanage here where Billy has been living. And I mainly wanted you to meet him because I want you to know that we have a long-term commitment to helping hurting people around the world. You know, it's great if you can only help somebody one time. It's great to give a hungry person one meal, and we want to do that if that's all we can do. But anytime we can do more, we want to do that. Can you imagine to take a child like Billy and to actually be involved in helping raise him his whole life, teaching him about Jesus, educating him, making sure he has good food and that he's healthy. I want you to know, as a friend and a partner of this ministry, that you're part of Billy's life. And I just want to say thank you. We really appreciate all that you do to help us in our missions outreaches around the world.
We just care so much about the poor and lifting up the poor into that next level so that they can honestly have a relationship with Jesus. And so we just want to say thank you to you for taking this journey with us over these last 20, 30 years. It's been amazing, and it only happens because of you. And your belief and your trust in what we do each and every day, and we cherish that. We don't take that lightly. The fact that you believe in us to be able to represent you to the uttermost parts of the world is something that we really do take seriously. And each and every day I wake up with you on my mind and the poor on my mind, and how can we connect what we've been so blessed with in the West with the need around the world, and how can we make the world a better place, and how can we ultimately, at the end of the day, when we all end up in heaven, know that there are more of us there because of this partnership and what we've given our lives to than if we had not done this. And so thank you. God bless you. We are so grateful to be able to do this and take this journey with you.
Well, you have been on a tour of India and Thailand. You've come with us today through this program to see the needs of hurting people around the world, building churches, digging water wells, feeding centers for children that are hungry. And so today, I know your heart has been touched. I don't believe that we can see things like this and not have compassion pour out of us. And so today I'm asking you if you will send a very generous gift to help our missions programs around the world. And when I say generous, I mean whatever is generous to you. Don't think that there's any amount too small, and there's certainly no amount too big. I encourage you, even if you can give a little, to start with the little that you have and trust God to multiply it into greater things for you and for you to be able to help give to other people. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I'm telling you, God loves a cheerful giver whose heart is in his giving. So do your best, and that's all we can ask. God bless you, and you have a great rest of the day.
Today, for your donation of any amount towards the outreaches of Hand of Hope, we'd like to send you Joyce's book, Promises for Your Everyday Life. Contact us now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
Love that magazine she sends out.
There's something in there for everybody.
It's just brought about so much change in my life personally.
It's always an encouragement for you to want to do more ministry.
Get your free subscription to Enjoying Everyday Life magazine today at joycemeyer.org. Read encouraging articles from Joyce, updates from Hand of Hope, and much more.
Reading through the magazine confirms for me that God's at work.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. For more information, visit joycemeyer.org. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.